Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a special edition of our weekly news podcast, Summit in 6. As you may know, UDOT is preparing an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, to evaluate improvements at the I-80 and State Route 224 interchange at Kimball Junction and on SR 224 from Kimball Junction through the Olympic Parkway intersection right here in Summit County. This project builds on information from the Kimball Junction and SR 224 area plan that was completed back in 2021. Most recently, the project team held a 30-day public comment period to get feedback on the Alternatives Development and Screening Methodology Report. That report identifies criteria for evaluating the alternatives and then guides which alternatives are carried forward for more detailed evaluation in the EIS. With that, let's get it going. Today we have with us from the Kimball Junction Environmental Study Team, Becky Stromness, the UDOT Project Manager, and Heidi Spohr, the Consultant Environmental Manager, to answer some common questions about the EIS.
Thank you so much for having us on, Bridget. Before we start on the more technical aspects, I just want to thank everyone who has commented already. It's the community's input that really completes projects like this, so their participation means a lot to us.
Absolutely. That kind of involvement from the community is always our goal and what we love to see. So, Becky, can you tell me about the overall point of the study? Is there a specific traffic problem UDOT is trying to solve?
Yes, that's a great question. And that's something we like to call the purpose and need of the project. And that's what drives everything we're doing here. So the purpose here on this project is to address transportation-related safety and mobility problems for everyone that is using Kimball Junction. There are several items that comprise the problems we are looking at. The first thing we want to address is improving operations and travel times on SR 224 from the I-80 interchange through Olympic Parkway. Then we are also looking to improve safety by reducing vehicle queues that are backing onto the I-80 off-ramps, improving pedestrian and bicyclist mobility and accessibility throughout the evaluation area is another important part of this study. And the last piece of the purpose is maintaining or improving transit travel times through the evaluation area. I think most folks who have driven through here, especially in the winter, could tell you about the need. The traffic congestion is beyond frustrating at times.
Yeah, coming from firsthand experience, it definitely can be frustrating, but I think it's really awesome to know that we are looking at a couple of different potential solutions throughout this process. So Heidi, how did UDOT come up with the options that are currently being proposed?
Well, Bridget, as you described in your introduction, in May 2021, UDOT, together with Summit County, published the Kimball Junction and SR 224 area plan that documented the results of a study that was conducted to identify and analyze improvements to address the various items of the purpose that Becky just described. Those items included travel times, safety, and accessibility in Kimball Junction. The study specifically evaluated solutions that improve capacity and multimodal transportation options in the area. And when I say multimodal, I mean all modes, including driving, walking, cycling, and transit. The study also addressed the existing and long-term mobility needs between the I-80 interchange and the traffic signals at Ute Boulevard and Olympic Parkway. And as a precursor to the purpose that Becky described, transportation problems and opportunities were developed during the study with input from the study partners, such as Summit County, and the public through two online surveys that were held during the area plan process. The study team then developed other criteria to balance the transportation and environmental goals and objectives.
Okay, so can you tell me more about the outcome of the area plan, what came from it?
Sure. In the end, the area plan analyzed over 30 different solutions and narrowed the options down to three alternatives, which included surface street, intersection, and pedestrian improvements, as well as larger, more complex transportation solutions at the interchange. Those solutions are going to be evaluated in the EIS. we were able to narrow down the potential solutions to three by developing specific screening criteria that address the problems, opportunities, and study goals. And then another key component of that area plan report was that we documented the elimination of alternatives so that we don't need to reconsider those alternatives again during the EIS process.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of thought has already gone into these options. How is UDOT going to keep narrowing them down, and what are the deciding factors?
Yeah, so the evaluation process that we used for the alternatives in the area plan included a two-level screening process that included developing screening criteria based on those problems and opportunities and study goals, and then we documented the results of the screening and alternatives. So level one screening determined whether each alternative had a fatal flaw or whether it didn't meet those problems and opportunities. And then level two screening of the remaining alternatives included more quantitative objectives as well as a side-by-side evaluation of the technical screening criteria.
So I assume during the EIS there will be further screening?
Yes. Moving forward, we'll have two more levels of screening. Level three screening will eliminate alternatives that don't meet the purpose and need, which Becky defined earlier. And then level four screening will eliminate alternatives that meet the purpose and need, but might be considered unreasonable for other reasons. For example, an alternative that would have unreasonable impacts on the natural and human environment, or an alternative that wouldn't meet regulatory requirements, or an alternative that could be replaced by a less costly concept with similar impacts. The community's comments on the criteria, measures, and data that we use to screen the alternatives in the EIS will help us determine how an alternative is further analyzed. During the public comment period that we just had, we collected all the questions and comments submitted, and we're taking them into consideration as we move forward.
That's definitely a lot, and I appreciate you breaking that down, Heidi. Becky, what are the next steps in the study?
Yeah, the alternative screening report will have more detailed information, such as better refined engineering of the proposed solutions, as well as a breakdown of how the alternatives stack up against those level three and level four criteria that Heidi just explained. Following the release of the alternative screening report, we plan to have another comment period. We'll ask agencies and members of the public to review the report, which will be available on the project website, and then they can submit their comments or concerns that they have about it. We anticipate the screening report will come out later in the fall of this year, and then from there moving forward, we're expecting a draft EIS will be released in 2024, and that will warrant a public hearing and another comment period. And the draft EIS will fully evaluate the alternatives that pass through the screening process in greater detail.
This has all been really great information, and it's really cool to hear at how many levels of this process the community's opinion plays a role and will continue to do so. And for our listeners, we encourage you to get involved and stay involved. The fruits of this whole process will affect and benefit all of us who live, work, and visit Summit County. You can find all of the project's latest updates, reports, and comment opportunities online at kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov. And as always, we'll be sure to link the URL in our show notes for you. Becky, Heidi, thank you both so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's all for now on Summit in 6. See you next time.